Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Hey, everybody. Okay, so remember, sales is not about convincing someone to do something they don't want to do. It's about helping them feel safe enough to do something they already know they should do. So my question for you today is, what would change if you stopped trying to sell and started trying to guide? So that is what we are going to be talking about today in this episode of Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. Welcome back to Drive Time University. I am excited about this episode and I'm happy you're here. We are into season 7. If you've been following along from the beginning, we're entering year 7 of the Close It Now podcast, which I am grateful that you all have been along for the ride this amount of time. And we've got some really cool stuff today. So before we get into this episode, I want to do a What's in Your Cup section. We're going to read a review. And I've got I decided to start announcing what books I'm reading, because if I'm getting value from them, I want to pass that forward to you as well. So first of all, let's toast this episode together. What is in your cup? Today, what's in my cup is green cola. If you're watching along on YouTube, first of all, make sure you like and subscribe. But I was in the mood for something slightly different than water. I've been on a huge, as you know, a big nutrition and fitness move lately. But so green cola, I found this last year. It's made with, it's not like a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or whatever, a diet soda. Those are full of artificial sweeteners, as you know, which will destroy your health. Don't drink them. I don't care what some fitness guru says, it's awful for you. So don't drink anything with artificial sweetener. However, this is sweetened naturally, 0 calories, and it's basically like a Coke. A Coca-Cola version, there's orange, there's lemon lime, there's a Sprite version, you know, there's a lemonade, there's a cherry. It's all really delicious. So that's what's in my cup today. What's in your cup? Are you drinking a latte? You've got an energy drink. Hopefully you're staying hydrated. I don't care. Even if it gets cold, so many people stop drinking as much water as it cools into the winter. But that can also be a bad move because we need to stay hydrated year round. So let's toast this episode together and we'll get to this review. 3, 2, 1. All right. Cheers, everybody. Okay, so our review today, this comes from Eric Gonzalez. He is a local guide on Google, it looks like. And so, let's see, this is a 5-star. It says, Sam and the Close It Now team, I only want to extend thanks to you. Not only has your podcast shed light on a whole different mindset and customer providing service I was missing out on, but your show has helped me develop in areas of life personal. So kudos on the future new year. So this is from a couple weeks ago. It would have been right at the end of the year, it sounds like. So thank you for that review, Eric. I appreciate it. Everybody else, if you have gotten value from this show and value from the content, I would love if you left me a review. You can actually see the Google review link in the show notes of every episode. So click that. It'll take you straight to exactly where you need to go to leave a 5-star review for yourself. Or you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Eric, if you hear me read your a review on an episode and you message me, you, my friend, have earned yourself a free 1 hour coaching session. So, and that is for everyone who leaves me a review. I appreciate it. And it's my way of giving back in the way that is the most valuable to you, because with the skills that you will pick up, even in one single coaching session, I can guarantee you that it happens every single time, there's a huge aha moment. And every time someone is able to go and change their life, change the way that they sell, change their results, something happens, and that is a huge improvement. So conversations are powerful. So thank you for the reviews, everybody. I appreciate it. And book recommendation time. So I have been reading, and I'm right in the middle of it right now. This is a book that there's no audio version right now. I've been bugging Mr. Doug. This is a book by Doug C. Brown. You can see the cover here on YouTube if you're looking at it, but it's called Win-Win Selling. You can get it on, I got mine off of Amazon, so you can order it off of Amazon. Win-Win Selling, Unlocking Your Power for Profitability by Resolving Objections. So this is Doug C. Brown, Sales Revenue Growth Expert. Highly recommend this book. It is powerful. It's changing some of the way that I handle objections, which is perfect timing because I don't know if you knew this, but right now I am in the process of codifying the exact objection handling process that I operate in and that I train. And so what's going to happen with this is it's going to become a couple things. So I would love to hear from you all. If one, I want to turn this into its own closing trail, into its own course. And I also am considering hosting a couple times a year, hosting a closing only event, not going over the whole system, just closing. This will be for intermediate and master's level people who want, or anyone who wants to learn how to close business, close the deal. So message me. You can email me, sam@closeitnow.net. You can find me on Facebook, go join the Facebook group and pop a message in there. I need to know the interest level. That way I know if what amount of time to invest in this, in a closer's course, a closing only. So we're skipping the, you know, walk up and, you know, it's, you know, not booties, it's floor savers, etc. We're focusing strictly on, from the moment that the money comes out, how do we present, actually present pricing? How do we present from that point forward, right? From the minute the money comes out to close the deal. That's the section we're focused on here. And this is the piece that most we get the most requests about. And traditionally, you know, I've said, and we all know this, if you consistently have objections come up, that also means you have a broken system. So you've got to fix your system first. But this is for the people who, and not many trainers train closing in depth for handling objections. And so this is what we're going to be doing. And I need to know your interest. What level of interest do you want or do you have if I was to host a closers camp or a closing only? It'll be fun. It'll be, definitely it's going to be freaking work because this is the hard stuff, but it's also the fun and easy stuff if you treat it properly, which is what we're doing in this episode. We're gonna get around some mindsets around that. So reach out to me. Let me know if that is something that you would like to hear, see, do for Close It Now. And I will continue to work on this project. The other project I'm working on right now is a very beginner's level course for all of you who have never had any, from so many people, I've never had any formal sales training. All I've done is what I hear from the podcast or those types of things. So I'm working on a beginner's level, let's get you started and get you closing as fast as possible, as high a rate as possible. Now, a top performer, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was a top performer. It realistically is minimum 18 months to 3 years to go from zero to being a top performer with very intense, deep work weekly to get to that level. most of us, we didn't have that type of intensive. So it took us, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 plus years to get there. So that is something that I'm building the pieces to solve that. So I'm working on a beginner's level course as well. Also something, so both of these, the closing course and the beginner's course, I want to release as one online courses. And also, I'd like to know if you would like me to do an event. Thinking about doing that one a couple times a year, once or twice a year as well for a beginner's level, let's get you started course. So same rule applies. Email me, sam@closeitnow.net. Hit me up on Facebook. Go to the website. You can also message me through the through closeitnow.net and get messages to me that way. So, so without further ado, let's get into this episode today. And this is going to be a good one. So the title of this episode is Why Sales Feels Hard and What You Were Never Taught About It. And so what's going on, basically what we're doing is, we're most listeners, all of you out there, if you're thinking, I'm bad at sales, I don't have the right personality, I hate feeling pushy, what's happening is you've got to separate yourself from the problem. And so sales doesn't have to, it doesn't feel hard because you're broken. It doesn't feel hard. It feels hard because the definition you were given is wrong. And so it feels hard when we're trying to override our instincts instead of using them. And so what happens is most people feel tension. We feel tension for a lot of different reasons. And let me get back to I lost my spot in my notes. I made a bunch of notes on this one, so y'all hang tight with me here a second. There we go. It feels hard when we're trying to override our natural instincts. There's so many people say, oh, well, I'm not the right personality for sales, those types of things. And so what happens is most good people, right, we feel tension when we're pushing. We feel resistance when we're, when interrupting. It feels awkward when we're trying to rush decisions. It's not a flaw. It's emotional intelligence. Your emotional intelligence starts to sound the alarm. It's like, hang on, something's wrong here. This feels wrong. This feels gross. Instead of... and from so many times your manager or whoever it is says, you need to be tougher. You got to have more backbone. You've got to, all of these things. You've got to like dive deeper, stay in the batter's box longer. You've got to develop the intestinal fortitude, the grit to stay in there. Ah. But basically you just need a better map. You need to learn just better language. And so fixing your mindset around this will help you so much because I've been in that place. I've tried to, I've learned the different, I've taken trainings from all of the different trainers that are out there. And there's some of them that I've taken some gold nuggets from, and some of them, I tried to force myself into their model. And it felt gross and it felt wrong and it felt like I was slimy. And I hated it. But over time, I understood it's not, if that's what it feels like, then you need a better map. So, historically, sales has, here's the lie about sales. Why this lie exists. Sales has been taught historically by loud personalities, high pressure in high pressure industries, high pressure people, short-term incentive structures, which means the loudest voices have always shaped the narrative around what sales is and what it should be. So sales got framed as what? We know this, right? Overcoming objections, handling resistance, getting past people. You got to close the deal. ABC, always be closing. Coffee's for closers. While there's some tongue-in-cheek fun in that, this language alone tells you something is off, right? So this breaks, basically what happens though, this will break good people. And this is why sales gets such a horrible reputation, because it's just forceful so many times, more times than it's not. And you can see this in the caricatures of people who are the famous sales trainers that have huge personalities. They have huge sales training industries and huge muscles and all these things. But to most of us, it just feels gross. It feels slimy. So, convincing someone to do something is usually what we feel like sales is. But inside, if you've ever been that person that your nervous system goes, man, that's just manipulation. This is the part that I don't like about it. That's what we're tackling today. Because ethical people subconsciously, if you're forced into that role, if forced into that model and into that mold, so many times we subconsciously will just self-sabotage. We avoid asking the questions. We'll rush explanations. We apologize for price. Talk too much to reduce tension. Not because we're weak, but because we're trying to stay aligned with who we are. And so here's the reframe for you. So if sales feels hard, it's often because you're trying to wear someone else's personality instead of learning a process that fits your personality. I'm going to say that again. If it feels hard, it's because we're trying to put on someone else's clothes. We're trying to wear someone else's personality, follow someone else's model. Instead of learning a process that fits us, of putting on clothes that are made for us. And that's the difference. And so aggressive salespeople, aggressive reps, a lot of times they'll win early, but what's going to happen is they burn through trust, they create cancellations. They're training their clients to fight back. How many of you work for a company when you go, every single time you go in a house, the homeowners say, man, we love you guys, but damn, every time you're here, it's like you're trying to sell me something. That means that the culture has been done wrong and forceful for too long, and you got to retrain your clients. Because a huge part of sales is training your clients how to buy from you. So when we're calm and curious, what happens is we'll win slower, but we build certainty, we create long-term clients, and it increases referrals. Because sales rewards alignment, not aggression. So here's why traditional sales training fails. Because what most of the time, what training optimizes for is speed, uniformity, and measurability, which sounds good, but humans don't buy spreadsheets. This is exactly why, and you can see this all across all of home services right now. This is exactly why the private equity owned companies are dropping like flies. They're shrinking in size. They're failing as fast as they're buying them up, because all of a sudden the company's being run by the spreadsheet and not according to humans. So training starts with scripts. It starts with rebuttals, starts with closes, price anchoring, and that's how they always start. But the reason this is wrong is because that we do that before we understand who we're talking to, before we understand why the person called. We do that before we understand what problem actually matters. And so this is why this creates anxiety. Because when you're handed a script without context, you don't know when to use it. You don't know why it works. You don't know when to abandon it. And speaking of abandoning it, I know so many people that I've talked to or that I've coached or that I've just had conversations with that feel so forced to stick to the script, stick to the system because the company wants them to do it, that it's like shoving that square peg in the round hole all the time and it's not going to fit. And so what happens is our brain starts to split. Our brain starts to half listen to the homeowner, but then what's the other half thinking? What comes next? I've got to get it right. And especially now that we've got tools like the AI recording software, Rilla and Xero and the different ones that are out there, because now you feel a lot of times we'll feel micromanaged. Those can be a great tool, or they can also be a weapon. It depends on how they're being used. And from experience, I know that a lot of companies are using them as a weapon instead of a tool to help train, coach, guide, and lead and grow people. They're using them as a micromanagement tool. So talk about kill morale and kill our motivation. And so all of this is going on at the same time. But that's why so many people sound robotic or scattered. But it's not lack of effort. We're trying hard. And raise your hand if this resonates with you, if you feel like you're stuck in this cycle. Basically, it's cognitive overload. There's too much going on that's not congruent. It's not resonating. It's not lining up with who you are as a person. Because when I train people, when I coach people, I always say, I'm not asking you to be someone you're not. I'm just asking you to be the best version of yourself. Be you times 10. That's it. Just constantly be working on improving yourself to be the very, to show up as the very best version of who you are, not to be someone you're not. So, you know, most people don't struggle because they don't, in incels, people don't struggle because they don't know what to say. They struggle because they don't know what to listen for. And this is a huge piece. It's a big turn that will make all the difference for you. Because in those trainings, the pieces that are skipped so often are human psychology, decision safety, emotional pacing, and we just jump straight to the finish line. We jump straight to the close. We skip all of that. So let's turn the corner. Let's talk about what sales actually is. And is this some value to you guys, to you gentlemen and ladies in your Drive Time University? Is this making sense? This is my check-in moment. I'm going to take a quick sip here of my green cola. Okay, so let's turn the corner. What is sales? What it actually is? We're going to redefine the role here. You're not a persuader. You're not a closer. You're not a talker. You are a guide through uncertainty. So, you know, every homeowner already knows something isn't right. A decision is coming and doing nothing has a cost. I don't care what industry you're in, if it's HVAC, plumbing, electrical, garage door, solar, roofing, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, siding, whatever it is, if you're in irrigation, it doesn't matter. When the homeowner calls, they know something isn't right. Something's broken. Or there's something I want to improve. Something's not right. There's a decision coming. I'm going to have to make a decision here. They know this. This is not a surprise. You asking for the business is not a surprise. They know they have to make a decision. And they also know that doing nothing has a cost to it. The cost is keeping the something isn't right, keeping the problem. The cost is choosing to do something to either keep what they have, to improve what they have on a mediocre level, or to do it the right way. But they know that there's doing nothing has a cost. And so what they don't know, and this is the important part, they don't know is what matters most, what to prioritize, and what path is the safest. And that's your job to show up and provide that prioritization, what to prioritize, what matters most, and which path is going to be the safest for your homeowners. And so this is really the heart of it, because sales is the act of creating clarity. Sales is reducing overwhelm. Sales is giving structure to uncertainty. So when someone resists, it's rarely, I don't want this. Usually it's, I don't feel safe deciding yet. Because everyone you see is going to do something at some point when they feel safe, enough to make a buying decision. And so it's very rare. And this is why when you know, in your unsold proposals, why I'm such an advocate for calling back every single unsold proposal, because what most of you don't realize, we think that when they don't go with us, they went with somebody else. But the statistics are out there. Only about 30% of people who don't go with you did anything. So what that means is about 70% of people who didn't buy from you, they ended up not doing anything at all because they got into decision overload. So they just pumped the brakes and hold the phone and they didn't do anything. And that can look a lot like a lot of different things depending on your industry. And in HVAC, that could be, you know, by not doing anything, well, let's just drop some money and repair it again instead of doing the replacement like we know we probably should. But I don't want to go, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't want to go through the process again. Well, that could look like if something's moderately functional in whatever your industry is, it could look like, the small repair, or it could look like, hey, just, well, it's working, let's let it ride. even though it annoys the piss out of me, it annoys me to no end, but I would rather deal with the annoyance than have to go through this overwhelming decision process again, because no one showed up and created a safe, comfortable space to be able to make a buying decision and led me to the right solution, led me to the right answer. So sales isn't. It isn't about convincing someone to do something they don't want to do. It's about helping them feel safe enough to do something they already know they should do. Sales isn't about convincing someone to do something they don't want to do. It's about helping them feel safe enough to do something they already know they should do. So, and once safety starts to show up in this decision, price becomes information. It just becomes the natural next step. It doesn't become a big halting moment like it feels like right now to you. It just becomes, oh, that's what it is? Okay, great. It's information that I have to be able to make this decision, but it's no longer a blocker in the process. Time becomes flexible. I mean, how many times, if you've done your process right and you've earned time, how many times, and raise your hand, if you're driving down the road, keep your hands on the wheel, but how many times have you gotten into a home and the homeowner's like, I got 30 minutes and that's it. 30 minutes comes and goes and they're like, oh, well, I've got a little more time. I've got a little more time. You're earning the right to be there. They give you the tight window because they don't know what to expect, and they feel like you're probably just going to be like everybody else that comes in and writes a number on the back of a business card and drops it and says, okay, call me when you're ready. But that's it. But so time becomes flexible because you've earned the extra time. Objections will magically turn into just questions. Instead of feeling the tension and feeling the resistance, they reframe them as more of a question, more of like, oh, so I was wondering about, I'm curious about, instead of, oh, so if this, I don't know if we can make a decision until this question's answered, instead of, you know, framing it more as the objection, like, well, listen, I don't know that we can decide here today. We're going to have to think about it. And then we have to dig and dig and dig to get the objection out. No, the objection's just come up, but it sounds like a question. And so when you can lead the conversation in that certainty, in that safe space, and create that zone for them to feel comfortable, now they're comfortable also being vulnerable enough to ask you questions instead of framing them as objections and blockers. So here's the real skill that you were never taught in most trainings. This is, you know, first of all, why this was never taught? Because one, it's harder to teach. If you've listened to many of the Close It Now podcasts, you know, I like to tackle the hard subjects that nobody else is talking about because they're the things that matter. These are the little things that will move your needle the most. One, it's harder to teach. Two, it requires patience. In sales, most people look for a magic bullet. There is no magic bullet. A top performer is not made overnight. It does not happen. It takes so much freaking work, but it's worth it. The third thing is because it can't be memorized. You just can't memorize the skill. But here's the thing. It is the multiplier. It's not just addition. That we're talking about multiplication here. So every one of these steps matter. So I'm going to walk you through a five-part framework, just a little bit different way to think about your sales appointment and the sales process. So number one is creating safety. This is your tone. This is the pacing. This is your posture, your curiosity. It's everything. Creating, if you haven't listened to the Creating a Container series that I did a while back, go back and listen to the Container series because it was all about this. So tone, pacing, posture, curiosity. It's creating a safe environment for them to feel comfortable making that buying decision. Number two is asking questions that matter. Not surface level, not checklist questions, actual meaning questions, meaningful questions to get not just the what's wrong out of them, but also questions of why is this important to you questions. And then digging into the layers to understand how deep does that well go? How motivated are you to solve this problem that you say is a problem for you? Number three, listening without rushing. Letting silence work for you. You have to know when to shut the heck up and listen. You have two ears and one mouth. You were supposed to use them in that proportion. 2-to-1 ratio. Ask a question and listen. And then listen more and listen more and listen more. So listening without rushing. This is one of the number one things I hear from people is, man, I just feel like I'm going so fast through it. I feel like, and it's the, probably one of the things I say the most. Anytime I do a training, anytime I'm on site, anytime I do a one-on-one session or virtual session, every single time there's role play, one of the what you'll hear me say the most is, okay, that was good, but slow down. You've got to slow down. You're going too fast. So listening without rushing. Number four is reflecting back. This is a piece that most people aren't trained. So, okay, so here's what I'm hearing from you. Okay, if I heard you correctly, this is what I heard. So if what I'm hearing today is those types, and then repeating back, reflecting back what you heard, sometimes in their words, sometimes in your own words, that's a whole training in itself, depending on what it is, but reflecting back. And then number five is making a recommendation. That's confidence without force. So real quick, the steps again. Creating safety, asking questions that matter, listening without rushing, reflecting back, and making a recommendation. So here's what happens though. When you skip the first four steps, this is why the recommendation feels like pressure. Even when it's correct, even when it's the correct recommendation, it feels like pressure if you skipped the first four steps. This is why when you just go in and like, okay, what's wrong? I diagnosed your problem. Here's how to fix it. Wow, people feel forced that way because you skip steps 1 through 4. So here's why sales gets easier when you stop trying to close. So let's talk about this. Closing is not the goal. You have to know this. We have to understand closing is not the goal. Decision-making is. It's a decision. You are officially now a decision collector. You're not, yes, absolutely, you can call yourself a closer. However, realistically, you're a decision collector. Decision-making is the goal. And so pressure, let's talk about the pressure loop for a minute. Pressure comes from fear. Fear comes from unclear value. And unclear value comes from having a shallow understanding of what's going on and what their concerns are. So when you slow down, the homeowner will speed up internally. So what happens there is certainty starts to build and decisions start to feel obvious because we're going slower. No one feels rushed at that point. And so when you stop trying to close, you stop fighting the process and the process starts working for you. Which is, seems like a small shift, but this is the biggest shift that you have to understand to stop feeling like it's just pressure and tension the whole time. So let's land this plane. Let's bring it home. If sales feels hard, it doesn't mean you're bad at sales. It usually means you care. So caring without structure really starts to feel heavy. Caring with structure, then you start to feel powerful. So you don't need to become aggressive. You need to become clear in your communication. So that is the episode for today. If you got some value out of that, again, go leave me a review. I'd love a 5-star review. That would be awesome. I appreciate it. And if this episode finally put into words something you felt for a long time, you're in the right place. Share this with someone who hates sales but cares about people. And subscribe to the podcast, because in the next episode, we're going to be talking about why people hate selling, why the people who hate selling are often the ones that are best at it. If you hate selling, you're probably doing it wrong, and that might actually be your superpower. So that is the next episode. So if you want to know more about my one-on-one coaching with you, and if you want to know more about training for your company on site, the other thing that I'm doing when I'm really shifting a lot of direction into is working with a company on an enterprise level. What is helping you take your entire company and optimize your entire process to optimize your revenue, increase your bottom line, increase your gross margin, increase your net margin. You don't even have to grow the company to make way more money. Of course, growing the company and scaling is my zone of genius. So if you are that owner that wants to have a conversation, you've been considering maybe bringing in investors or all these things, let's have a conversation, because I don't want equity in your company. I just want to see you win and grow, and we do this together in a way that's a win-win-win for everyone. So reach out to me. We can have a conversation and learn more about how I can help you optimize every single department in your company, create the systems that you know you need, help you get out of the overwhelm cycle where it just feels like you're drowning and constantly beating your head against the wall and you can't get past this one upper limit where you keep bumping up against it. If it's 17 million, if it's 3 million, if it's 2 million, if it's a 1 million, if it's 10 million, whatever it is, I can help you get past it. Because that's my zone of genius, is helping recognize every single one of those aspects and instantly be able to move the needle to get you past it. It's a journey. It's going to take some work, but it's worth it when you get there and when you realize, holy moly, this is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be stressful. Let's have a conversation. Again, sam@closeitnow.net, or find me on Facebook. You can message me there. You can hit me on Instagram, The Real Close It Now. The Real Close It Now. And I'm on LinkedIn too. I don't know if any of you are on LinkedIn, but I am also on LinkedIn. So I'm everywhere. Just search Close It Now, you'll find it. The better that you understand how to help guide people and lead them to the right decision and become that decision collector, that's how you're able to become someone worth buying.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.